Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, hey, can you put the game on? At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
The most dangerous expired condiments in your refrigerator. Danger. Coming up at 4:30 with the head chef and 10 meat and potatoes. First time, though, for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One. Count them. One birthday email. What is nine? Is it 9 months back? I mean, is that the actual time?
So or is it like nine months? So what are we in? February?
What was going on 9 months ago? Is it 9 months from, you know, the time you do it to the time that, you know, the
baby? That's the end of May.
The end of May.
I would think people will be having a lot of sex toward the end
of May.
So
end of May, early June, like, hey, it's summertime. Let's throw down.
Yeah. Memorial Day sex.
Men's room. Can we get a big old bong rip and Coach Ted on how to spend the rest of the 20s for Ryan? It is his 29th birthday. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, damn it.
I read that earlier as Coke Ted.
We did get one Coke
Ted.
That was
from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I wasn't here to be Coke Ted.
No.
29th birthday. Listen, I'll say this so I go blue in the face. You right out there this year, you do what you want. Is it a trip to Spain? I don't know. Is it Southeast Asia because you want to see the beaches? The point is, whatever you do, when people go, you're acting crazy, you go, look, I'm 29. Next year I'll be 30, and this all shuts down. My body, my bank account, responsibility. Live it up, dude.
Live it up. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, we got a text, and Mike, it's a request of you.
Okay.
So we brought up, was it Lancelot Lynx?
Yeah, Lancelot Link, the secret chimp.
Secret chimp, even secret though he's clearly chimp. A chimpanzee. So you had never seen the show before.
Correct.
It
never
is very stupid, right? And you got a good laugh. But somebody here, so a couple people grew up watching the show. And yeah. Like, hey, man, it's part of my childhood. But someone says, Mike, please play the theme song to Lancelot Link. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know anything about the theme song.
I mean, it was from the 70s, and I did manage to find this here. Wait for it. Here it comes. And
Lancelot Link, secret chimp.
This is very 70s here.
Mata Harry, that's his girlfriend's name.
They're actually just running down the cast of all the different gyms that are on the show.
Oh, my God.
Secret gym.
I mean, I'd watch it.
You know what, man? I might find myself in front of the computer tonight watching this dumbass show.
Get a little Credo. Little Friday night.
Credo has a mustache.
I don't think you have to say you smoke weed if you find yourself eating a bowl of cereal later watching that show on the computer.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Okay. Can you imagine being in a jail? Somebody's like, how'd you get caught? And be like, You remember the goddamn secret chip?
Duchess.
Like, he solved my case.
Busted me, man.
Thought I got away with it.
God.
Now I'm doing 20 years for murder.
Not for you meddling chimps.
Right? I would have gotten away with it.
Jesus.
All right, let's see here. Guys, this one is for Thrill. A few months ago, Ted brought up the topic of the guys from South Park buying the restaurant and restoring it, the Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
There's a really good documentary on Paramount Plus about it. Growing up in the Denver area, I went there quite a few times, and hear you guys talk about it brought back memories, and when you watch the documentary, tons of memories came flooding back. I even got a little teary-eyed. Highly recommend watching it. Thank you guys for the show, and cheers on 20 years. That from Dave.
All right.
You've been there.
Yeah, well, we lived there for like a year and a half, 2 years when I was a kid, but I was between the ages of 7 and 9, right? So there's no better age to be to go to a place like Casa Bonita. And it was one of those things where my parents would be like, okay, do you guys want to go to Casa Bonita? And absolutely, we absolutely do. They could have said, we want you to rob a bank and take down a casino. We would have done that to go to Casa Bonita. I do not remember the food at all. I just remember having fun. They're like rope ladders and all this crap, man. Like I said, when you're 7 or 8 years
so
old.
So is it more of you watching it like a, what is the Tetro Zanzani?
Oh, no, you have fun.
So you're doing your own thing. You're not
there
watching
There is cliff divers.
Yeah, there was stuff like that. But over, I think like my parents may have cared about like the cliff divers. As kids, there's all these things you can run on, swing from, jump through, jump out. Like you went crazy, man.
It's kind of like. Like, when I was a kid, I feel like there was a lot more McDonald's that had...
A Playland?
Yeah. And, like, and also, we used to just eat in McDonald's a lot more, but if it had a Playland... Now, as I say this out loud, I also recognize that was a good time warp for my parents.
When my kids were younger, they'd still have a McDonald's with the Playland and Mazatlan, right?
All right.
And the kids were at that age where they're kind of getting on your nerves, they're getting hangry and all that. Took them into McDonald's. We sat them down. They each got a cheeseburger, hamburger, whatever. And then they went out to Playland for like 20 minutes. Me and my wife were just like, oh, my God, thank God. I'm telling you, McDonald's, you were onto something with that.
Well, it's like Chuck E. Cheese. No offense to Charles Entertainment Cheese. But I don't think anybody's ever going to like be like, God, that pizza was so good. But as a kid, because you had so much fun there, that was the best pizza in the world.
The pizza was fine. Right. But you were just playing. You did not go there to eat as a kid. You went there to play your game.
But it's definitely a special occasion.
Made you eat. Yeah. Always.
It's like your buddy that works at like that terrible bar. You know, like somehow, like the food's not even good or whatever, but like you like him. He hooks you up with a couple. You go.
Where do we go with the morning show for the Dumb Olympics?
Oh, we were down at
Is it not Family Fun Center? Maybe.
I think it might be.
Family Fun Center is where we did the Dumb Olympics.
Okay, yeah. That place was awesome.
That place rocks.
That place was great.
Also recommend Dave and Buster's. That's a good time.
Dave and Buster's is
the, get off go-karts, Mike.
Yeah, true.
I'm telling you, go-karts are a difference maker. Years ago, we took the kids to Canada.
Dave and Buster's, by the way, is a good call.
My kids, they just wanted to go to Dave and Buster's. They had seen a commercial for Dave and Buster's, and they would not stop talking about going to Dave and Buster's. So in spite of the fact that we're going on vacation, they're still like, is there a Dave and Buster's? I mean, it was driving us bananas, right? So there was a place very similar to Dave and Buster's, and say it was called Ted's, right?
Okay.
And so we would take them there each night because we could sit at the bar, and they would go lose their minds playing whatever. And my daughter, who's older, she's learning to read at this time, so she's looking at the sign, she's like, I don't think that's it. Because here's the thing. It didn't matter what we took them. It had to be Dave and Buster's. Okay? So we're going to take them to this place. And they're not too keen on going in spite of it being exactly the same. So I said, F it. We're going in anyway. My daughter's like, is this Dave and Buster's? I go, yeah. And she points up at the sign. And I said, they spell it different in Canada. She's like, oh, okay. Solve the problem,
same
man.
Difference.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meats and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Much like secret chimps, you boys ready to get dangerous? They probably don't think about condiments as being dangerous, but who knows how long they've been in your fridge. Some of this stuff, I don't even know if it should be in your fridge. But People Magazine basically just named the most dangerous expired condiments.
All right.
There's five condiments that basically, these are just five you think last long. They don't. You know, it's like that guy you think he's great in sex. He's not. All right, number five on the list, again, I never put this in my fridge, but soy sauce.
Huh. I never put it in my fridge either.
Oh, it's in my fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in mine.
Are you serious?
I never thought to do it. Maybe I should.
I mean, we've started going with, what is it, tamari now? But
yeah.
I've always kept my soy sauce in the fridge.
I use liquid aminos instead of soy sauce from the Bragg family.
Is that because of less salt?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it has a lot less sodium.
And it tastes really good, man.
I can't tell the difference.
Yeah,
some people say they can. But I don't know. Like, The head chef doesn't know this one. Maybe somebody text in. I just leave it in my cupboard.
I do too, man. So maybe I've been killing our family slowly.
What about hot sauces?
So what are they saying? Just make sure you look at the expiration date because it does matter if it expires.
Well, just because it's mostly salt, people assume it lasts forever. But they say you got about a year to use it.
Okay.
I probably have had that bottle in there for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. You only a little dabble, do you? I mean, I'm not making sushi.
But again,
at home.
Live alone. So, I mean, like I said, with kids, it is staggering to me how quickly we go through all this kind of crap, including soy sauce.
Hmm.
One of the few products that my daughter will consume.
Yeah, I use it sometimes for cooking, too.
Yeah.
Like I used to have a recipe I came up with called it Maryland Hot Chicken.
Okay.
But it's basically like you put some soy sauce, you put your chicken in the pan, some pepperoni sauce, bunch of Old Bay, maybe a little hot sauce.
Not Worcestershire?
I don't know if I put W sauce in there. I came up with this recipe when I was like 15. So
okay.
It changes. It fluctuates. But I would say a year is probably what I go through a bottle of that liquid aminos.
Okay. That sounds about right. But we'd probably go through soy sauce a little faster.
So do you put that in the refrigerator? The
I do not.
All right.
I just leave it in my cupboard. But maybe I'm wrong here. All right. Mustard. They say, look, mustard does last long. There's vinegar in it. But once you break the seal, again, you got about a year to use it.
Okay. I'm pretty good about that. Especially with just basic yellow mustard.
Yeah.
I will plow through that when I'm cooking.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I bet I buy a new bottle of Dijon mustard once a month.
One thing, as far as an adherence, mustard pretty well does not affect if you wanted to bread a piece of chicken or a piece of fish or whatever.
Well, it's used as a binder.
Correct, a binder.
Yeah, during smoking season, it goes pretty quick in my house.
Yeah. I was going to say, shout out to my buddy Sal. He was the first person I ever saw use yellow mustard as a binder. And now, like, everybody does it. And some people get on, like, shouldn't use mustard. But I'm with you, Miles. I think once you cook it, it just helps the dry season and stick. Yeah, I don't think you really taste like mustard. But
I mean, mayonnaise does the same thing, but I think mustard is a better option.
W sauce as well as also works as a really good binder.
Yep.
Great flavor.
Yeah, and I stole that from I think let's just stop calling it Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
Yeah, let's just call it W sauce.
Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah. Hey, dude, we call it W sauce. let's see. Ketchup and barbecue sauce. Now, you only got about 6 months to use these. Keep an eye on the color. If it changes, tosses them. That makes sense because there's so much sugar and they're sweeter.
Yeah.
Like, ketchup, I feel like, kind of rotates, but there's definitely some barbecue sauces.
Well, that need to go.
Ketchup doesn't necessarily need to be refrigerated after opening, but
I do refrigerate that.
Yes. But barbecue sauce does.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, see, I'm with Thrill. I definitely refrigerate my ketchup. And Miles, you're going to think this is sacrilege, but like if I get fast food, I like to bring it home because I like cold ketchup.
I do too. Something about it. I do like the cold ketchup on my hot food.
Well, and my problem with the barbecue sauce, you know, I'll make my own barbecue sauce. Like I did it for those ribs before the Super Bowl, but the problem is that recipe makes so doggone much, and then I never use barbecue sauce, so it gets made for
well,
those
just
ribs,
cut it in half.
And then it gets. I did cut it in half. It's still a big ass friggin' jar of it. Dude.
That means that's probably a very legitimate barbecue sauce.
It's a great barbecue sauce.
If you need that
sauce.
Much, that means you're making barbecue all the time.
My issue is with barbecue sauce is sometimes I just forget, and then I need it for a specific recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet you right now I have two like half bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Actually I do too. Now I'm thinking about it. I noticed that the other day.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know why they're both.
Well, because barbecue sauce also, I feel like as an adult, like I don't sit around eating nuggets.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like unless you have something specific like barbecue sauce to me just doesn't get used nearly as much as like mustard or ketchup.
But I do have the two open bottles and I realize that you flip into dad mode where it's like you have the refrigerator open and you're like grilling the kids like why are both of these open?
Also, they're Sweet Baby Ray's. They're traditional wing sauce that they make. It is mild to medium, which is the way that a traditional buffalo sauce should be. And the color and the flavor is right.
Yeah.
So if you're making wings in the air fryer or whatever, I swear by Sweet Baby Ray's.
I use it.
The wing sauce is great.
There's a local guy, too. I don't know if they're everywhere, but I believe it's Mitch's. No, he's at the QFC I go to. I met Chef Mitch once. His sauce is really good.
All right.
Yeah. These are things that most dangerous expired condiments in your fridge. Salad dressing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially creamy kinds that have eggs or cheese are supposed to be tossed after 2 months. Basically, your ranch and your blue cheese dressing shouldn't be sitting around that long.
Yeah.
They don't last that long.
If it's crazy, you know, something weird, you can't make blue cheese if you don't have blue cheese dressing or blue cheese if you don't, you know. But most of the stuff you can like look up on Google, and you can make honey mustard. Yeah. You can make
well, it's kind of it's like a Jack and Coke.
Yeah, oil, I mean, balsamic, whatever you're making.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
Thousand Island's not hard to make if you have relish.
That's one thing that my wife and I have gotten
into. Ketchup, mayonnaise, and
she found a recipe for a Caesar salad dressing that is very simple and very easy to make. That's fantastic. There's a balsamic vinaigrette, mm-hmm. as you're saying, that is just, it's not difficult
at all. It takes 2 seconds
to
whip it up.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a better dressing.
It is.
Yeah, honey mustard. You're right, Miles.
It's like, honey mustard.
I don't use it with regular mayonnaise, but if you have Miracle Whip, like honey and yellow mustard, like, you pretty much can make.
That's kind of the standard, just teriyaki dressing.
Yeah.
I mean, just lettuce and that dressing, and that's what you get with teriyaki.
Yeah, I love that dressing at the teriyaki joint.
Yeah, me too.
It's all watery and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but sometimes I just want to drink it.
Yeah. I mean, if you make it that way, do that. Put some poppy seeds in there if you have them.
All right.
Yeah, I take them off your poppy plant before you produce opium.
Right, exactly. Before you start doing your heroin thing.
I'll just start de-poppy seed in a bagel.
Brush all the poppy seeds off. Seriously.
Number one on the list of most dangerous expired condiments in your fridge. This won't shock anybody. It's mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's got eggs. Once it's been opened, the USDA says it's only good for about 2 months.
Ooh.
Give it the sniff test as well.
Oh, yeah.
If it smells funky.
The Smith test.
I
do that before I date people.
You smell funky.
You smell like vanilla and stripper.
Well, sometimes the Smith test means you have a Smith holler at it first.
Oh, there.
You know what? She's good, man. You go ahead.
The Smith test.
That'd be kind of weird. What are we, cousins, in some secret club now?
We're cousins and Eskimo brothers.
Yeah. So obviously, so you go home tonight, like, you know, look at the dates on your condiments.
I'm going to.
See how long they've been in there, right? Like, I mean, and if you live alone, I know I do. It is tough. Because it's like, well, it'll just make me sick. But I don't know, especially if you got...
I don't care about myself.
Right, but if you got kids at home, you don't want to poison a kid. That's awful. You don't want to poison a house guest. You poison yourself. You're just dumb.
Right. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Japan is working to fight their population crisis by moving to a 4-day work week.
What is the population? Not enough babies being born, I guess?
Right. So they have... They are known as being the oldest country or something like that, the oldest population.
Okay.
So there's not a whole lot of people having kids at this point. There's too much of a gap there. So they're believing that the 4-day work week is going to allow people to have more time at home.
To have more sex.
That's right.
Mm.
Well, and a lot of, you know, it's dual-income households over there, and so... Families are like, we don't have time for kids.
And we're tired.
Right.
I think it's dual income in a lot of places.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%, man. Research claims that social media can be a, quote, sewer for medical misinformation.
You don't say.
Really?
Oh, wow. Right. You're releasing that in 2025.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Way to jump in there. The Merriam-Webster word of the day.
Oh, no. Pish posh.
Very fitting. Ignoramus.
Ignoramus. Yes.
Ignoramus.
Sounds like a Bugs Bunny term. You
know? Ignoramus.
Ignoramus.
He definitely used that one.
What a maroon.
New research says being a parent can keep the brain young, especially if you have multiple children. I don't know what the basis of that is.
The joy of playing with your child. You're going back to your remedial time. You're on the floor. You have toys. You have games that you would never play, like Candyland.
Right.
And all these things.
And all the stuff they tell you. You know what I mean? Just when I get home, the things they want to tell me that they're excited to share, whether it's his upcoming NFL draft, whether it's, what the hell did he tell me yesterday? I had no idea what he was talking about, but it keeps you young. And you stay somewhat in touch.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay. Rare paintings depicting the god of wine have been unearthed in Pompeii.
Who's the god of wine?
God of wine.
You know him. He's
You know him. It's my cousin Lamonigan.
I'm shocked it's a dude.
He thinks the soup is cold.
Yeah. Oh, it's Hair Club.
Oh, no.
The god
Can
of
you
wine.
Move us to a seat away from the window?
Dionysus?
I didn't bring my jacket.
Did you read the other thing they found in Pompeii today, which is kind of cool?
Oh, yeah.
So, everyone knows about Pompeii, but anyway, they found this body, and the guy's brain had turned to glass.
Glass?
Yep.
Glass.
Hmm. Yeah. Is all the ash?
Yeah. I was like, that's kind of cool. I mean, it's not cool for him.
He didn't feel it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's good.
He doesn't make fun of anybody. He's got a glass brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Glass brain.
You got a glass brain, dude? I could see right through it.
Hey-o. He got sick of all those jokes.
Not a single thought in there.
Right. Filled up with water, put a goldfish in there.
that would be pretty badass.
Yeah.
If you're goldfish lived in a
glass brain.
That's right. In a glass brain bowl.
We need people with a glass brain so we can do this. Somebody step up.
Come on. Sacrifice your brain for the fish.
You know who you are. You glass-brained idiot.
Ignoramus.
SpaceX has launched a lunar lander to the moon with the mission of delivering technology to its south pole.
Okay. It'll be really cool when someone's there to use it.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, well, you know what?
I get it. You want to get some stuff there before you send anyone up there.
We've reached the point to where we're done discovering things on our own. It's let the robots go out there and figure it out, and then we'll show up.
Well, they don't get cold. They don't have to breathe.
Exactly. I wish I could send some more intelligence to my south pole.
Yeah.
Do you care if it's intelligence?
Just saying. Sometimes it makes poor choices.
Oh, I seriously.
Not right now.
Right? No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, no kidding.
Apparently, the god of wine, Bacchus.
Bacchus. Yeah.
Well, the last night, and I'm just, it landed. Then it tipped over on its side.
Yeah, fell over sideways.
Almost immediately, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically, I'm here. I'm drunk.
That is kind of funny.
So you're going to send drunk robots.
That's right. And guess what? I guarantee you this one's going to have some sort of ability to right itself after it falls down.
That is how these things happen. Well, when we
it's going to pick up its buddy then?
Well, we sent something to Mars like in the late 90s and it went in the big like inflatable.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and it drops on the ground, bounces around and all that kind of thing. So apparently NASA scientists are trying to figure out how do we land this thing successfully? Because the more fuel you use, the more it costs, blah, blah, sure. blah, blah, blah. And I want to say it was like the 9-year-old son or daughter of one of the scientists, hearing him talk about it, goes, what about like a Super Bowl, Dad? They had to make rubber balls. Put it inside of a rubber ball, they bounce around, and that's what they went with.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sometimes kids have a stroke of genius.
That's right. And then they will never let you ignore them on another idea ever again.
You need my help again, Dad?
That's right. A new study says reptiles will choose more risky food sources if they're low on energy.
Yeah, like human.
Right.
If they're low on energy?
Right. Well, if you got the energy for it, it might be harder to get to, but it's less risky. But if you're low on energy, like, I need a quick snack, man. I need to grab something. Well, you're going to go to the more dangerous areas because you just got to get some food.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I think humans do it too, right?
Yeah.
You make poor choices when you're lazy.
You can have a boa. It will bite you if it's hungry.
Yep.
If not, it is perfectly fine.
That's right. We mentioned them today. It's Pocket Monster Day. It is Pokemon Day again.
Yeah.
Is it really?
It is Pokemon Day.
Pokemon Day.
Is it like today it was released way back in the 90s or something like
that? I don't know because these days, rarely is it based on anything historical. Just somebody goes, you know what? I like Pokemon. Today is Pokemon Day.
Right.
It's also National Chili Day.
It is National Chili Day.
Yeah. So play some Pokemon, eat some chili.
Pokemon, I think, is my thing that as I grew up, it continued to outgrow me and it caused me to resent it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. And I shouldn't say I resent it. It was just, it made me feel old. When Pokemon first came out, man, I devoured all of it. I got the trading cards. I got the games on the Game Boy.
Yeah, my
I got
kids
all
the
stuff,
one.
Right? And then, you know, it had the next season. All these new ones. Oh, my God. Look at all the new Pokemon that are out there. And then, like, every subsequent, two or three years, there's another one. There's another one. There's another one. There's another one. Like, well, this one's just a couch. Like, doggone it. There's a couch Pokemon.
Right. It's like at this point, you guys are running out of ideas.
Yeah.
Didn't you do Pokemon Go when it first came out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it brought back a lot of the old originals out there, and I was stoked for it. And then all of a sudden, all the new
massive.
Guys started showing back up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's places just around the building I can remember where, like, you could pick up. There always be people, like, grouped there.
Yeah. And I feel like even during the pandemic, it kind of gave everybody a little something to focus
on.
Excuse
to get outside.
Get outside, walk around.
100%, dude. 100%. There's new research being done on new evidence to suggest that Stonehenge is a phallic temple. There's apparently one of the stones in there that is just, it resembles a big old rod out there. And
yeah, the headline I read, and it's like a scientific paper, but they're like, blah, 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 a giant penis. I'm like, okay.
Let me reread
Stonehenge.
This here. I thought the same thing while stuck on that movie.
I mean, it is a bunch of things sitting upright.
Yeah, I mean, look, there were so many phallic things back in the day. Like the Washington Monument, based on all the Egyptian obelisks, that very specifically was to represent a penis.
Really?
Yeah, all those things. When we went to Pompeii, they sweat in Italy. They used a chili pepper, but they used to just straight up use a penis. And then back in the day when Christianity got there, the Pope's like, man. So Italy's like, yeah, cool, cool, cool. We'll take it out. So the chili pepper, and if you ask anyone in Italy, they're like, oh, no, it's a penis.
Yeah, big skyscraper going up now in Dubai, which is gold plated.
Right.
It is a penis.
Oh, God.
It is exactly a penis.
Our neighbor next door.
The municipal building.
Yeah.
And that guy was like, no, I designed to look like a penis.
Right. No, no, no.
Correct.
It's a big old rod out there.
It is a huge penis.
You fire me because I'm gay? Mm-hmm. Your building's a penis.
Here's look a penis.
That. Enjoy that.
And it's funny because when we first moved here, I'm like, man, I'm not trying to sound stupid. The building looks like a giant penis.
Right.
And then someone gave us the historical context. We're like, it is.
And
like,
it's
And
it's even funnier because what's the term that they use when you make a building? You erected it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice call, Mike.
Hell yeah. It always made me chuckle in school, and now I see why.
Erect it.
Yeah, that's a penis. I mean, come on. The one in Dubai. He's just showing us a picture. Yeah, without a doubt.
Criminy. Companies all across the country are dealing with a morale issue. And while employees would really love a raise for all their hard work and dedication, there's plenty of other ways to brighten up those spirits.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more creative ways to have fun at work. Why not get to know your coworkers better? Take old Gary out for a burger and a beer for lunch. Wouldn't it be a hoot if you got old fuddy-duddy Gary lit? So you order a few shots. Get good old reliable, sensible shoes Gary schnockered. Then bring him back to the office, where he proceeds to throw up on the boss in an important meeting. He gets fired and can no longer care for his great aunt Mimi. Sorry, Gary. That was fun, though, wasn't it? Let me know if you need a reference.
Sensible shoes, Gary.
Sensible shoes, Gary. Good old times. So these are different ways to have fun at work. They start out with saying, have a positivity jar.
The hell's a positivity jar?
Well, it inspires workers to appreciate the good in their work and personal lives. On Fridays, employees will write the best event that happened to them during the week, and then participants will put the paper inside of the jar.
No. You know what's going to happen. Suck on this, F this guy. You know, exactly if it's anonymous, dude, you know exactly what a positivity jar. Is it full of nitrous or something? I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, is there a joint in there?
Right.
Come on, man.
I've said this for years. The issue is that, especially, you take a company like Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they opened all their offices, they had all this stuff. They also paid their employees, all of them, were making like six figures.
Right.
Right. But for some reason, the corporate world seems to think we could take like just, not the pay part, just the other stuff.
Here's a ping pong table.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah. But they were really happy with their salaries first.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They took the job for that, not the free ping pong.
Because exactly. They made their company money.
Right. Yep. Right. You go with holding a desk decorating contest.
No.
A desk decorating contest can bring joy and excitement to the workplace. These work fun activities also encourage teamwork and creativity. And here's how to do it. You decide on a theme. Ask employees to come up with a unique ideas to decorate their desks. And encourage employees to think outside the box and use unusual materials or decorations to make their desks stand out.
This is stuff my kids did in school years ago.
Right.
Come on.
And it was fun then.
It was fun then.
It was great.
It stopped after like fourth grade. Yeah, they do not do it now.
So we take our time at work to do that.
Right.
Right. Let's stop everything and decorate our desks.
Could you just give me the day off?
Right.
Then I'm real happy. And don't ask questions like, what's with the dildos?
That, right.
Like, well, mine's a sex party.
What's the theme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex party.
I'll turn around so I can whip you on the butt.
With this little heart-shaped
correct
flogger.
Yeah, what is that? Did you hit the horse with?
A whip.
No, I see what you're saying. The is that a cane?
Well,
cane came to my brain.
There's like
a
different
sure.
name for like that little whip as opposed to like a whoosh.
Right. It's got the long stick on it, and then it's got the leather padded at the very end of it to kind of add the accent on there.
Yeah.
You could have a themed dress up party.
No.
Woo!
One of the great ways to make work fun as a manager includes hosting a themed dress up party to foster teamwork and ingenuity.
Yeah, ingenuity. That's what I get out of that.
During Halloween, honestly.
I
mean,
Halloween, I get it. People are going to show up anyway wearing crab.
And I don't want to hear questions like, why are you dressed like a penis?
Why are you a dildo, Ted?
It matches my desk.
All these themes, I'm just be like, oh, I'm a dildo.
Organizing a potluck party. Potluck parties are a fun and interactive way of enjoying a meal with your team. In this activity, you'll ask employees to bring a dish representing their cultural heritage. Also encourage employees to bring their favorite recipe.
I'm bringing hog balls.
I'm just bringing mayonnaise.
Hog balls and pickled
beef. How about this? The heritage, who cares? Just bring in what you can make.
Right.
Because I don't care. I just want to eat whatever you make well.
We did the supersides with the morning show. That was one of the most, some of the most fun I've had in a while at work, man. It was a great time. I loved it.
But I don't know that I want to just make dishes for potlucks once a week.
Ted, why is your food shaped like a penis?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, so listen, some people, you just work with them. I'm not friends with them. Why should they get the benefit of my cooking?
Yeah. Ted's just at home carving carrots.
That's not for you, Linda.
Well, I'm just saying, I like to cook for people and I don't know. You guys know me. Like, I just think dinner is a more important meal. Like, lunch is like, we're having lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Host a wellness challenge. Hosting a wellness challenge at work could be a great way to promote health and foster team building. Host a group yoga or meditation session. Play team sports like volleyball or basketball. Run a nutrition challenge where teams compete to create all the healthiest meals or snacks.
Oh, my God. All these things are ideas that someone came up with. But ultimately, you're not working when you do this.
No.
Again, just give me the afternoon off.
No, Miles, you don't get the day off. We're going to have a talent show. Again, right. These are ways to have fun at work.
A talent show?
Hosting a work talent show could be a fun way to promote employee engagement and build team spirit. Ted, why are you pointing at your penis?
Yeah. I was going to say I'm a magician. And you take my rent and groceries, boom, the check is gone.
The check is gone. Well, how does that happen there?
Talent show. Let's show you guys how to throw a proper punch.
I mean, I feel
I'm going to show everyone the best way to canyon yodel. Linda, get over here.
The NFL teams do it a lot of the times. The rookies that come in, they do a talent show, or they bring them back. You know, some of the veterans do a talent show.
Sure.
You know, those guys have 53 players in a room. There are five people, six people that can do anything other than their job. So it's not like it's all like, hey, you got to do something. You know, what can you do? I can't do anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of very talentless people.
Yeah.
Setting up a gratitude wall. Again, these are ways to have fun at work. Yeah, set up a gratitude wall. By setting up a gratitude wall, employees can recognize and appreciate
the hard work. Thanks for the mouth hug, Linda. Really appreciated that during lunch.
That is talent.
Yeah. That's
you,
a lunch.
You
That's
win.
A lunch.
Yeah. You win.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in, dude. The gratitude wall. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whoever brought in those burritos from Chipotle, I ate them. Thank you for leaving them in the fridge.
With your name on it. Linda, thank you.
I will say, when my brother first came a principal, he tried to, like, once a month bring in breakfast.
Yeah.
And I guess there's some breakfast taco place, like, near the school. So, basically, people kind of weren't eating or eating. And after the third one, he was just like, what do you got? They were like, could you just bring the breakfast tacos? We all like those. He's like, understood.
Got it. Form an office sports team.
I mean, that would happen organically, I think.
I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't mind that if we did that around here.
Well, it depends on the sport.
It does. But also, it was one of those things where when I grew up, it was all in TV. You know, I'm part of the company sport, baseball team.
Yeah.
One day. And then that crap just went away.
Yeah, pretty much.
We had a kickball team for a while, the Intercommies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That predates me. I got here and it was gone.
Because that would be the Odyssey.
I'll play fantasy football. How's that?
You play fantasy football?
Yeah. I'll make sure my roster's set up on Thursday.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I'll forget.
Oh, God.
No, you won't.
Who's playing tonight? Who? Cleveland against the Colts.
Damn it.
Oh, God.
Somebody here says, at my company, potlucks are nightmares. Everyone either has food allergies or religious restrictions, so that anything I make is going to the basically they can't.
Yeah. Well, then get out of the doggone crock pot. I brought this.
You know I am with my family. It's like your heritage. Like, all right, here's some soda bread and mayonnaise and boiled meat.
Right. Here's a pepperoni roll.
Those would go quick.
Yes, they would.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
Lordy.
That's becoming a new hot thing, Miles.
What's that?
The West Virginia pepperoni roll. Now, like, all the food, like the people that cook at home, like, here's a delicious little recipe you can make at home. It's like, I was like, are these pepperoni rolls? And the one guy finally goes, look, I live in Kentucky. This is just a West Virginia thing, but it's getting popular.
Since the 1800s. Now, finally, it's got its moment.
And then this is the last way that they leave us here to have fun at work, and I know that we're all going to get behind this one. Get your office together and you have a karaoke contest.
Come on, Linda!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You win again.
You win.
Oh, she's humming. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pick another Smash Mouth song.
No. And shockingly, Linda got promoted again. Like, no, for real? Like, yeah.
The boss is stuffing the ballot.
She's now your boss. How'd you get here?
What a karaoke contest.
Nicknamed her mouth Huggies.
ready. A man in Florida carjacked a van and crashed it into a local establishment in its rather fitting location there, Miles.
What was that location?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 18-year-old Evelina Fabianski of Volusia County, Florida. Now, Evelina, she has an ex-boyfriend. The ex-boyfriend owes her $700, but he has not paid her back. Now, we don't know if he cannot or if he just refuses to, but either way, Evelina, she's over it. So she planned a little revenge. She drove to his apartment building, went to the parking lot, and spray-painted his car yellow. And then, to add insult to injury, she also egged his car. Unfortunately for Evelina, she was caught by the police, arrested, and charged with criminal mischief. But we're toasting her because she spray-painted and egged the wrong car.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a guy's neighbor's car. It's just like, what the hell, man? Yeah, she got the wrong car, but she also had some other charges because she had, I want to say, an open container.
Empty bottle of Crown Royal.
She's 18, and then had a 16-year-old in the car with her who had been imbibing in alcohol. So all of the charges that go along with that kind of thing.
6'4 locos.
As well. Oh, God, that's right. Yeah.
That makes more sense, though. She's 18.
She's 18, yeah. Spray painted his car and all that. It's like, it's not his car.
Well, and you look at her picture, she looks like somebody who would exact revenge on her ex.
She does.
And that's just that age. I don't know adults that mess with other people's cars. So for some reason, that age, it's like, go mess with his car. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Get him back.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
It's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.